We're back right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you today. And we have on the line with us Representative Richard Prell. Good morning, Mr. Prell. How are you doing this morning, sir?
You know, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, sir,
it's a little cooler out and a little damp, but that's just the time of year.
Absolutely. Hey, in central Kansas right now, they're apparently getting hammered with snow, so a little rain is not too bad right now compared
no,
to that.
It's not.
So, well, sir, there are a few things you wanted to talk about. We talked about before you got on there, and one of the things you wanted to bring up was transportation.
Absolutely. KDOT has just finished up with their 8 local consults around the state. The one in southeast Kansas was held in Pittsburgh, and I attended 3 of the 8. I went to Pittsburgh, and I went to Topeka and Wichita, and they're all complete now. They're working on getting a bill together so that we can hopefully pass a new 10-year transportation plan this next session. That's the plan, and the basics of it, and we've talked about it before, but the basics would be we will finish the T-Works projects, we will maintain, do preservation work, and then we'll do expansion and modernization projects following that. And they're going to do it a little different this time. They're going to put projects into the pipeline, and then as they move along, they will move some more up in there. So if an area doesn't get the projects into the plan, they don't have to wait another full 10 years. Things will be moving up every 2 years. So that's really positive. And I talked to the Secretary of Transportation yesterday, and she was extremely pleased with the local consult meetings. There was around 900 people showed up at the 8 different meetings, and that's really good. And so she was pleased with that. Then yesterday, as far as transportation goes, they had the ribbon cutting, and they opened East Kellogg in Wichita. That's 400 that's going into Wichita. If you've gone that way, you've noticed there's a lot of construction going on, and it's pretty much completed, and they opened it yesterday. And then I had a Turnpike board meeting after that. You know, we've got a session coming up, starts the 13th of January, so that's less than 2 months away. So there'll be a number of issues that we'll be talking about. Of course, we're always working the budget, and since I sat on appropriations, I am heavily involved in that. I also sat on tax, so we have to look at how we're going to pay for all those things. So that's all coming up. Of course, we'll be talking budget. We'll be talking tax. There's some other issues that we'll be visiting with. And last week, I had an opportunity to go to the high school here in Parsons, and this is called Adulting Day, and had young people come in, and we talked about issues that are really going to affect them. We talked about vaping, and that's been big in the news. And we talked about medical marijuana and their thoughts on that. And I was really pleased with all the kids, and they're not kids, they're young adults, because they came in and they had questions, they have opinions, and they were all engaged. And so, you know, our future is in good hands. You know, we sometimes doggone our youth, but they're just pretty doggone wise for their age, and I'm just really pleased with that.
And it's good to always hear about the youth being engaged with political spheres and basically just keeping themselves informed. That's always good news to hear.
Oh, absolutely. It surely is. You know, another issue that will be coming up in this session, and we've been hearing a lot about it from the Senate side, and that, I think, is where it will start, would be the possibility of Medicaid expansion. And the Senate plan, I'll be honest with you, I have some problems with it. One of the one of the things that they have in that plan is to put $1 a pack on cigarettes. And that's a killer for our convenience stores because it's going to push people across the line from in Montgomery County. They're going to go down in and Labette County. They're going to go into Oklahoma. And a lot of the people in my area here in around Parsons will go to Missouri because they're considerably cheaper. And they're always talk about raising fuel tax. And we are at Kansas is significantly higher than Missouri and Oklahoma. So yours truly really can't support raising that tax on our people because it hurts. It will hurt my constituents. It will also hurt. There are also constituents, people that have convenience stores and you know fuel stations. So there's always those things cropping their head up.
So it's going to be one of those things that, you know, the Senate is introducing a bill, but there'll probably be some conversation on it on is there any way that we can raise these funds instead of, you know, putting it on, you know, on cigarettes or fuel? Obviously going to be a discussion of other ways to do this, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, another way that's in the Senate bill is to add an extra fee to hospitals. Well, our hospitals are all struggling as it is, and they don't need another fee on them.
Yeah, it's that would definitely make it harder on a lot of the hospitals, especially in this area where, you know, unfortunately the one in Independence closed a few years ago. Thankfully, there's something going on there. But also the other thing I wanted to bring up, are there any bills that you are maybe looking to introduce for this legislative session or are really pushing for?
Well, I will be heavily involved in the one for a transportation plan, 10-year transportation plan. I won't be actually introducing it. I will have some input on what goes into it. And then it will probably more than likely come to the Transportation Committee. And I do chair that, so it will be a heavy lift year for me in transportation. And it's always a heavy lift year in tax and appropriations. So I think they'll keep me busy.
Absolutely. And some good news that was released a few weeks ago, Mr. Perrell, was that the budget actually came in at a little bit higher than expected.
It has. The income has been a little higher. And I say a little, it's, you know, the $40 million, and that's a tremendous amount of money, but on a $17 billion budget, you know, it's not. It is a lot of money, and we need to use it wisely.
Is there one thing I wanted to ask you about was, you know, me being from Oklahoma, I've heard that, you know, Oklahoma, they have like what is called a rainy day fund. Is there a rainy day fund that for Kansas that is there a fund like that, or is there looking at establishing a fund like that?
We have tried in the past to establish one. No, there is not one at this point in time. This year, at the end of 2019, which was a fiscal year, ended in, you know, June 30th, we ended up with a very significant ending balance. And so in that area, you know, yes, we do have something, but it's not mandated that it stay at a certain point. It actually is, but we haven't met it for a number of years. Right now, we're in really good shape financially, but when you look at the things coming down the road that we're mandated to spend the money on, we get down into 2023, we're probably back either even or maybe a little below water. So, no, Kansas does not have a rainy day fund. We've tried to establish one, and it's never happened.
Okay, that's one thing I always kind of wondered about, if maybe, you know, if there was a little overage, if that would be stashed into a rainy day fund. That's one thing
I
wasn't absolutely sure of.
That way.
Yeah, because that would definitely help out when, just in case the state has a rainy day, and we don't want a lot of rainy days.
We don't want them, but they do happen. It's like on our own budgets at home.
Absolutely.
There are rainy days.
Absolutely. I know about budgeting myself at home, where it ends up being a lot of ramen noodle nights. So
I understand.
Well, Mr. Prell, I thank you very much for coming on today. I always appreciate you coming in every few weeks, and I look forward to talking to you again in a few weeks. And since I won't be seeing you till then, I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. And if I don't see talk to you before then, I hope you have a Merry Christmas as well.
Well, I appreciate that, and everyone. Do have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hopefully you'll be able to spend time with family. And I really I love Thanksgiving, because you just get together and you eat and visit, and there's no pressures like there are for Christmas.
Absolutely. And football too. So,
and so football too.
So all that going on. Well, again, thank you very much for coming on today, Mr. Prell. I really do appreciate it. You taking some time out of your day.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
All right. That was Representative Richard Prell. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.